It is Neil Atkinson and Rory Smith starting these over the course of the season. Other people will turn up as we go through on a weekly basis, and we'll take breaks and stuff like that for international breaks. What I'm trying to not do is set unreasonable expectations around what it is you're going to get. However, this time you are going to get Rory, and we're doing it right now, and we're talking about, well, a variety of things, really. I think we're going to start off, obviously, in the notion of where the spending is and what it means at this point. I'm recording this in the aftermath of Chelsea's bid for Moises Caicedo being accepted, Liverpool's bid being rejected by the player, although it looks like it was accepted by Brighton for a period of time. And there's a thing here, Rory, where first and foremost, let's be clear when we discuss this, the argument is not Liverpool have a moral case and, sorry, don't have a moral case to answer and Chelsea do, because Liverpool did offer £110 million for a holding midfielder.
Yeah, I think that the whole thing, regardless of which club Caicedo ends up at and which club you determine needs him more, the whole thing's had quite a... And this happens to me every summer, so I'm not going to pretend that this is a kind of light bulb moment that is completely new. We've all got used to kind of football's relationship with money spiraling ever further from reality, and I think we all kind of accommodate ourselves to that as time rolls on. You see, I don't know, Virgil van Dijk goes for 75 million, then a goalkeeper costs 70 million, then, you know, Jack Grealish is 100 million or whatever. And you find a way of kind of making yourself okay with it. This summer has had quite for me personally, has been quite stark. And Caicedo is kind of the culmination of that. Just the amount of money being thrown around, the recklessness with which a lot of it seems to be being spent, the you know, the fact that 50, 60 million quid now, it's kind of an afterthought transfer. The fact that all of that is compounded by the attitude on social media, which I know we shouldn't pay any attention to or give any heed to, but I do think in some ways gives an insight into the way that certain groups of fans think, not necessarily based on their location or their geography or their nationality, but kind of age, I think, is a factor. Desperation, how much it's got, how much they, you know, who they support is tied up with their identity. I do wonder whether more people with like LFC in their Twitter handle get more upset than people who don't have LFC in their Twitter handle. I think that's possible. I found the whole thing a bit gross. And I thought Liverpool's bid for Caicedo was a bit gross. And I think Chelsea's bid for Caicedo is a little bit more gross, only on the grounds that it's a bit more money. So it's therefore slightly more gross. I don't see how any of this is... Do you know what? I see how it's sustainable. I can see how the clubs can trick themselves into thinking it's sustainable. I can't see how any of it counts as clever. I want my team to be clever. I don't want my team to just be like, well, we've got as much money as everybody else. We can spend it. We can acquire all of these things. And crucially, I don't necessarily want my team to just become like a rotating cast of players who you have signed at huge expense for specific jobs, because I still get invested in how footballers turn out.